IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
Of course, the Comair story is just a horrible one, and it was really not great news to see that Comair has grounded itself until more funding is available. Graham Codrington, South African author, futurist and strategy consultant. Good morning. How are you? Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Howard. I'm great.
So this is obviously very, very upsetting news.
It absolutely is. And the fact that they left passengers stranded, I suppose they didn't have too many options, but you know, to make the announcement and sort of only give people 30 minutes notice, leaving people stranded, obviously caused huge disruption for people. And over the next, we don't know how long it's going to take, of course, over the next few days and weeks, leaves people scrambling to find options. It really is tough. But it isn't just a South African problem. If people have watched the news just this last weekend, there was the Memorial weekend in the United States, a long weekend in the UK and across Europe, and there were scenes of chaos at airports and airlines around the world. So this is, it's not just a South African problem. I think airline chaos is our new reality.
Yeah, it's but tremendously sad, because Kulula being a very, very loved brand for South Africans. In fact, it was one of the earlier brands that just became, it was irreverent, it was courageous, brave, funny. We related to it. Kulula being a South African, it spoke to us as South Africans. The fact that it's grounded really does talk to us on some level.
I think, you know, it feels like this year just keeps getting tougher and tougher, that we almost as a country need a bit of a break with some good news. I think a lot of people were expecting that we finished with COVID now. You know, it's been 2 years difficulties with lockdowns, and it just seems as if COVID has now triggered a whole series of disruptors. And then other things happen, you know, the war in Ukraine and fuel prices now causing inflation in our petrol price. I mean, there was a petrol price increase last week as well. There's the food inflationary prices. There's load shedding. And then, of course, water shedding is going to be a reality sometime in the future. And I think this is the work that I do all day, every day, helping people to understand that we have to build resilience and adaptability into our systems, because we're not going back to normal. We live now in this world of disruption, and you can't get used to it in the sense that you can't just get used to ongoing trauma, but we need to build more resilient and adaptable systems.
In terms of the company itself, can they have enough resilience to come back from this? What does it require for a company to be able to go through what Comair Kulula is going through and still come back from it? It's not just about the money.
Well, so this is an interesting one, right? Because a lot of the problems internationally with airlines is that they got rid of staff during COVID. And we understand that.
Of course.
You know, the airplanes weren't flying, the airports were empty, and they couldn't just keep paying people with no work to be done. Obviously, now that things are starting to come back, though, the question is, how do you get that timing right? You need to employ enough people, and it's not just the airline itself. It's baggage handlers and security checkpoints at the airports, and even some people are discovering it's embassies that don't have enough visa staff. So when you go to apply today for a visa, you know, you're going to be told it's 3 or 4 months before you can get your visa. And so we understand that that can happen in terms of capacity and trying to get that timing right. And maybe some of the companies could have done better. With Kulula, though, it's got to do with their working capital. So they don't have enough cash on hand to fill their airplanes with fuel and to make sure that all of the safety features are in place. So it's a safety issue as much as it is an operational issue. It sounds like, from the announcements that have been made, it sounds like they've got plans. As you say, it's a loved brand, and people will use them if they're flying. So they should be able to get the investment. The big question, of course, is confidence.
Mm.
And especially in an airline industry, we want to know that if we book a ticket next week or next month, that the plane's actually going to be there to take us to our destination. And if we don't have that confidence, the whole thing can unravel very, very quickly. So, you know, I'm sure there's lots of scrambling going on behind the scenes to get back in the air and make sure that the confidence returns quickly. And let's hope that happens.
Yeah, because that, as you say, that is the biggest issue. Who, you know, we need to know that we can book a ticket for our families or for ourselves to go away, and we're not going to be stranded. As much as we want, might want to support an airline and hope that they can come back, we obviously need to manage our own risk as well. And that's going to require very, very clear messaging, I would imagine, from the company and policies that will alleviate this type of worry.